A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, December 15th, 2021. And this is the Diaspora Forum. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
We'd like to inform you, our listeners, that because of the coronavirus pandemic, we are not able to give you our usual show, and therefore you will not be able to call in since we are broadcasting from our homes.
Thanks for joining us. You're listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. This evening, we are discussing about COVID-19 and the continued rise in positive cases in the country.
We are also looking at the plight of Zimbabweans who are holders of the Zimbabwean special permits, who are living on the edge following the government's decision to discontinue the program.
We are also going to talk to a Zimbabwean, Tawanda Chitapa, who left the country a couple of years ago and landed in the United States, where he did computer studies and is now a proud owner of Eland LLC, a private consulting company that helps hospitals solve business problems using technology, math, and computer techniques. Chitapa is also the system director at Norton Healthcare, where he is doing business intelligence, clinical value and healthcare analytics, and clinical information analysis.
But first, a look at COVID-19. In his daily report, the Minister of Health reports that 6 people died of COVID-19 in Zimbabwe yesterday, and almost 6,000 tested positive for COVID-19. About 4,745 people have died of COVID-19 in Zimbabwe since March last year.
To date, a total of 3.9 million people have had their first dose against COVID-19, while close to 3 million received their second dose.
We will also look at the electronic passports launched yesterday by President Emmerson Mnangagwa.
Wongwadi wa vateriri ne vatariri, nasi muchirongwa, Diaspora Forum, chatinokurukura, zvinosangana vana veZimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika, nevari munyika. Hatisi chevana veZimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika chete, aiwa, nemi vari munyika, nekuti tichitarisa zvinovaka Zimbabwe. Zvisinei nekuti uri kuvaka uri kunyika ipi. Saka nasi musi wa 15 December 2021, tiri kutarisa nezve denda reCOVID-19 patinonzwa kuti nezuro vanhu vatanhatu vakafa nedenda iroro, kuchitiwo vamwe vanoda kusvika zviuru zvitanhatu vakawanikwa vaine COVID-19. Pavanhu vakaongororwa kwese kwakawanikwa vanhu 5678 vaine COVID-19. Uwandu hwevanhu vafa necovid kusvika pari nhasi hwava 4745. Uwandu hwakakura kwazvo ihwohwo. Tichitarisawo kusvika pari nezuro, vanhu vanokwana kuita 3.9 million vakanga vabayiwa nhomba yavo yekutanga. Tingati vauda kusvika 4 million nekuti i3,980,917. Saka tongoti vakuda kusvika 4 million vakanga vabayiwa nhomba yekutanga yekudzivirira COVID-19. Kuchiti vamwe vanoda kusvika mamiriyoni matatu vakanga vawana nhomba yavo yepiri. Tichatarisawo zvakare nyaya yechizvarwa cheZimbabwe chiri muno muAmerica, anonzi mukoma Tawanda Chitapa, vakabva kuZimbabwe makore adarika vakauya muno muAmerica vakaita zvidzidzo zvemakombiyuta. Tirikunzwa kuti vari kuita unyanzvi kubudikidza neruzivo rwavo, vachibatsira zvipatara nevamwe vanoita zveutano munyaya dzemakombiyuta imomo. Tichatarisawo zvakare nyaya yepasipoti kana gwaro rekufambisa rakaparurwa nezuro rinonzi kana kuti electronic passport. Tinonzwa kuti gwaro irori rakaparurwa nezuro nemutungamiri wenyika vaEmmerson Mnangagwa muna 2016. Takambonzwawo zvakare vakanga vari mutungamiri wenyika nguva iyoyo vaRobert Mugabe vachinzi vaparura zvakare gwaro irori. Saka hatizivi here kuti chii chakazoitika muna 2016, asi nezuro ndo zvakaitika. Vakawanda vanga vachibvunza kuti iro gwaro iro rinonzi ePassport rinoshanda sei, rakamira sei, rakasiyana nemamwe magwaro ekufambisa mapassport. Ndo zvimwe zvatichakurukura izvozvo kuti aiwa rakamira sei, rine chipi yakadii nezvimwe zvakadaro. Gibbs.
Yeye kunjalo kunoku ke okukhulunywa ngoTonga lamhlanje sikukhangelayo sikhangele COVID-19. Siyabona ke ukuthi uhlangothi lwezempilakahle luthi kulabantu abayi-6 ababulewe yi-COVID-19 izolo, bese kusithi ke abayi 5678 ngabantu abahloliweyo batholakala belegciwane le-COVID-19. Abayi 328 ngabantu abaphephe kumkhuhlane lo izolo. EZimbabwe ke sokwaba labantu 177690 asebabanjwa i-COVID-19, kwaphepha abayi 130279. Kuthi ke labo asebabhubhayo kumbe ngithi ababulawa umkhuhlane lo bafika 4745. uzokuti asebe chuchwe Jackson kumengita pachove Jackson ya kukala by 3,980,917 mbozo kusita usebe chuchwe sivili by 2,998,638 so singatike abantu abangani bapila lekwa le COVID-19 by 42,666 ye kunye njalo njengoba ujonge chilo lapha sakhuluma lesizalo seZimbabwe esihlala lapha kwele Melika uTawanda Chitapa osebenza ke kukampani ekhangelana ngezempilo kahle njalo le ikampani yakhe okuthiwa yi-Eland LLC so khona ngapha ke kwele Melika uhlala eKentucky kuzobuya ke amapassport phela lingakhohlwa ukuthi kulojawo lwamapassport la kuzakhuluma ngakho ke namhlanje khonoko ukuthi lambe udaba lolu lwamapassport luyangaphi njengoba siyabona ukuthi ngo 2016 umgabe wakwenza khonoku waba le-electronic passport. Ukuthi kwaya ngapi? Singazijonga ukuthi ama-passport lawa aqonda ngapi. Kodwa siyakwazi ukuthi Israel yayile nkampani yayo yodwa iyayisebenza le-Japan layikhona. So singazi ukuthi kuhamba njani. Ubona njani jonga konke lokhu?
Inyaya yakauma gifts yokuthi vana weZimbabwe vanga vachinzwisisa nyaya yegwaro irori rinonzi electronic passport rauri kutaura nezvaro nekuti vakawanda vari kuchema kuti magwaro avainawo izvino vakabhadhara mari akawanda. Some are saying that they paid a lot of money to have the current passports that they have. But in 2 years' time, they will cease to work as this new electronic passport will be in place. Which means that those people who paid $300 to get new passports, they have to fork out more money to get these electronic passports. And many Zimbabweans are not happy with that arrangement.
And according to the Chronicle, in 2016, in April, you know, President, the former late President Robert Mugabe actually launched this program, and indications are that the machines that were installed, Jonga, we're going to produce 16,000 booklets per day. What happened to that program? Maybe there are some people who can come here and explain. I guess Joseph Chuma will join us later today. We are going to talk about some of these things. And people living in the diaspora are very much concerned about this kind of situation. So let's switch over to this gentleman that we have today, and that is Mr. Tawanda Chitapa. Mr. Tawanda Chitapa is a Zimbabwean who used to play for Islanders Football Club, and then he came here as a young man. You know, he went to some universities and became what he is because of his Zimbabweness. Here he is.
Father of one, my son is Isaiah, and he's 15 years old.
And what do you do for a living?
I am a director for healthcare informatics for a company called Norton Healthcare right here in Louisville. They're the biggest healthcare system in the state of Kentucky.
And what exactly do you do?
So what my job entails is I have oversight of a team of analysts, managers, and data scientists, folks who use data to report the value of the organization. By value of the organization, I mean we drive decision support systems. So we just look at the numbers, crunch them, use statistics, math, and computer techniques to glean insights into business performance. So we pretty much drive all the business intelligence within our company.
So if somebody is to say, tell me briefly exactly what you mean about this intelligence and, you know, what exactly is it?
So if you look at today's businesses, just about every business tries to drive data-based decisions. That's the most intelligent way to go about making decisions. So we take as much of the company's data assets, use technology, science, and mathematics to crunch the numbers that we then provide to our leadership to tell the story of what's going on in the company so that they could make better decisions, well-informed decisions.
In most cases, when these executives make decisions, they make decisions like what exactly?
So in healthcare, especially right now, it being one of the most heavily regulated, folks are trying to make decisions because if you look at healthcare, we're transitioning into more of a value-based model. So we get paid based on the quality of care that we provide and not necessarily how many people we see. So we're looking at things like readmission rates. We're looking at things like infection rates. So all those we take the numbers, we crunch them, and we try to help our leaders figure out where they need to focus. In a world of limited resources, you have only so much time to focus on things that really matter.
How did you get into this business?
My background is in computer science. So when I first came to America, I studied computer science for undergrad, and I graduated right after the dot-com crash. So I graduated 2002, and I had to go back to graduate school, and I did healthcare administration. So a merger of both those lends me where I am today.
And now we are also told that you are a principal at Eland LLC. What's this?
Yes, Eland LLC is a company that I started in 2008. It's a consulting service that helps healthcare organizations develop solutions, any business issues that they may have. We recommend solutions to help them solve those problems, be it technology solutions, be it decision-making solutions, be it even just, for example, electronic medical record implementations. We've done some of those, and I'm glad that we've been able to help so many different organizations in America set up and be successful with their technology solutions.
So what type of technology are we talking about here?
So we're talking about in healthcare, there's so many different technologies. For the most part, what we have specialized in is building electronic medical records to map those solutions to current business processes. Every company has their own DNA when it comes to business processes, and you need to make sure that your technology implementation aligns with those business processes and does not work against it. That's one of the areas we specialize in.
So now, if people talk about electronics and all these other things, you know, some people get a bit confused. So at the end of the day, let's say one example of these electronics, what is it?
So here's a good example of an electronic solution. So you know how when you go to the doctor's office and somebody's typing into a computer, capturing all your vitals, all your diagnosis information, behind that computer is a database that collects all your information. Again, that becomes the data that now, for example, with my team, we take that data and combine it for a lot of different patients, and then we glean insights into the patient cohorts that a health system might be looking at. So that's one example of a system. Another example could be taking all the cost and the billing information for all our patients, consolidating it and trying to glean insight into what exactly our patient population is. Again, it enables ideas about what investments needs to be made to make impact at a larger scale.
So if you were to talk to young people about your job, how would you encourage them to actually get into this type of job? What should they do?
Well, the biggest thing is STEM, right? That's what everyone is talking about today. Science, technology, engineering, those are the biggest places. So I encourage folks to take a lot of math classes, science classes, and of course, these days, there's a lot of folks who are being encouraged to do coding. So computer coding, be it some of the other languages like COBOL, or languages like C++, that's a good entry point into this. Of course, now there are other languages that are used for high-level programming, especially in the AI space, artificial intelligence. I encourage those as well.
Now, a little bit about yourself. So you came here after you played for the second team in Zimbabwe, right?
Yes, so many lifetimes ago, I played for Highlanders, Amashoranyama. That's where I grew up. I played as a junior there and then played for the reserves team right before I came to America.
And there were so many people that you were playing with, you know, like Tulani Biyangube and others?
Yes, Tulani is a great friend. We played together. He was a little bit older, so he was in the first team as I was in the reserve team. But we both are actually from Gwabalanda. So I played with him. I played with guys like Mlamleli Ncube, who later played for Zimbabwe Saints, and Wange. There were many, many other guys. Played with Zenzo Moyo growing up in the under-19s, Noel Tele, all those guys. I grew up playing with them, but it seems like such a lifetime ago now.
Yes, yes. And then your last message.
Yes, my last message. I think the biggest thing is I want to encourage especially young Zimbabwean minds to think without limitations. Go for what you want. America is a land of opportunity. And if you work hard, you will be rewarded in America.
So there's a young man. He came here, you know, long, long, long back, but he's doing wonders, you know. He's doing wonders, really.
Oh, yeah. It's very impressive, Gibbs. And I wish we could also have him when we are talking about the e-passport, because that's his area, too. He can explain better, yes. But I'm very impressed by his credentials.
He's very impressive. Let's hear the Ndebele part in which he's talking about the same issues that we discussed. And then we will also talk and speak in Shona.
Yeah, ngakhulele kwabalanda sibili khona phana ko JT Themba sasidlala emakhosi. Ikho sasidlala khona ibhora khona phana sanga bafana abancane.
Ezigwagweni?
Hayi ezigwagweni sibili.
Yeah, akutshela ukuthi kade siwenzani. Njalo wafika lapha nini?
Kade sinisebenza lapha eLouisville, i-company engisebenzelayo kuthiwa iNorton Healthcare, i-health system sibili enkulu ukwedlula zonke lapha eKentucky. Ngisebenza ngingumphathi ntambo onceda ngendaba zedatha, driving ama-decisions, data-based, that's what they call them now, ku-company.
So singathi uyenzani sibinqa abantu ungabatshela nje ngamafutshane ukuthi ubamba lokhu umtshina kumbamba amabhawudo kumbe lokhu lalokhu.
Hayi, okwakathesi mina umtshina ngisabambi, but abantu abangisebenzelayo bababambayo. Esikwenzayo ukuthatha yonke idatha yekhampani sibe sesisebenzisa i-maths, i-computer science, the statistics, ukuthi sikhangele ezintweni zakhona zonezo ama-data assets. Sibe sesibona ukuthi kumeka umumo wezinto unjani ku-company. Then amanye omphathi ntamba ku-company bebe sebesebenzisa esiyabe sikubonile khona phana ukwenza ama-decisions for i-company.
Ngathi khona manje lapho usebenza khona ubona ngani kule mali kumbe kube njani? Abantu phela bayabuza ukuthi kambe kungabe kunjani khona.
Imali khona but ayisiyo yami. Hayi imali khona sibili. I healthcare ngenye la industry khona pe America eyokuthi loba kuthiwa kulani okwenzakalayo abantu bavele bayabe bekhona abagulayo. So akula mbuma 365 days ngomnyaka iminyango yabe ivulekile. So hayi ukuba khona ikhona imali ku-healthcare.
Yeah, so singathi siwasebenza kanganani labantu khonapho njalo labo bantu osebenza labo ngabantu abanjani?
Lapha eKentucky sengisebenze for 6 years. Ngingakasebenzi lapha eKentucky ngangimazakele yakhe. Ngisebenza ngiyi-consultant. Kodwa abantu engisebenza labo esikhathini esiningi lapha eKentucky ngabantu abanjengabo CEO oyabe engumkhulu mkhulu wekhampani labantu bakhe, ngoba esikhathini esiningi babe bezama ukuthi bebone ukuthi umumo wekhampani ume kanjani. Bebe sebebona ukuthi lapho kumele khona bangani bayavalavala kungaphi ukuze ikhampani iphumelele sibili.
Singathi-ke kubo laba abakhulukhulu sibili babekhangela into ezinjani nxa ungakuthatha nje okuwodwa ukuthi lokho yikho ngani kwenzakala kwelcare nxa ngikuhluzahluza nje.
Esikhathini esiningi thina enkampanini esikiyo, we have about 2,000 metrics that esiwakhangelayo. Kodwa i-example engingakunika yona yile ukuthi nxa bekhangela befuna ukuthi imikhuhlane esiyibonayo engani yiyo egcwele endaweni lapha kuma-patients esiwakhangele yiwaphi. So it's one example. Okunye sijayele ukukubona vele ama-patients ethu engadischarge esibhedlela akufanelanga bebe bephenduka. Nxa bephenduka kutsho ukuthi siyaphambanisa something ku-first visit liya. So siyakhangela futhi khonaphana ama-patients nxa ephenduka, especially within 30 days. Siwakhangele sibona ukuthi baphendukiswa yini, sibe sesibona ukuthi kuyini esingakwazi ukuthi sikulungise ukuthi bengasaphenduki esibhedlela. Kukahle sibinqakwe ukuthi bahamba ku-outpatient bayebona udokotela outpatient, but ukuphenduka esibhedlela kubonakala kuyinto engalunganga.
Yeah, so ke siyabona njalo le company yakho kuthiwa i-Eland LLC. yini le kukhuluma ngempofu, something like that, eh?
Yeah. Hayi vele mina isibongo sami ngisakompofu, so ngakubona kufanele ukuthi ngiqalise icompany le ngike ninike okhokho okuyimbijana. Yeah, i-land iyancedisa khonokho engikwenzayo nisemsebenzini engisebenza kiyo, or ngincedisa abanye aba-out of state ukuthi besete up for success ngendaba yona le ukuthi bebe besebenzisa ama-computer le statistics le maths ukwenza i-business, ngoba hayi yikho it's the best way to go.
Yeah, khonapho ke nxa ukuthi usebenza into ezinjalo ezibhedlela, so kuyini engathi ungathi unceda uzulu sibili unceda abantu khonokho kwema-hospital kwezibhedlela?
Yeah, hayi mina vele ngikhula ngangifuna ukuba ngudokotela nalo lapha ama patients, but akusahambanga kanjalo ngoba ngathi sengiqedile ngabona ukuthi I can still be helpful, ngibancedise sibili ama patients even though mina ngingasabakhangeli njengodokotela. So esikhathini esiningi i-example engiyinikileyo le ethi khonkhona ukuthi ama patients engaphenduki within 30 days, isikhathi sokuthi umuntu uyakwazi ukuthi ebephila sibili elemuli yangibo. Kwesinye isikhathi nxa ungaphendukanga le mali awusaspendanga imali eningi kakhulu ungale, and emsebenzini uyakuhamba uhola futhi. So kunama-intangibles okuthi lami loba ngingasidokotela, but nxa nginikeza i-information kubo-administrator lakubodokotela ngime eceleni kwabo ngibancedisa, lami ngingazifaka khona phana ukuthi hhayi ngincedisile ukuphephisa ama-patients.
Ye, yeah, khonaphana ngisube nxa usilungu sokwezibhedlela anti kula ma-computer lezinto ezinjalo ukuhlola abantu, yikho vele okusebenzayo lokho?
Ye, yeah, hayi vele thina sisebenza sisegabheni lona liyani elecomputer. Amanye ama-solutions esiwanika amadokotela athezi ukuthi bekhona phana bethatha ama-patients belungisa ama-patients, thina siyabe sesilungisa ama-program azakhangela inombolo zama-patients ebanika i-information upatient ekhona phana. Into kwesinye isikhathi enzima ukuthi udokotela abone ukuthi kuhamba njani ngoba layo yabe le-information eningi kakhulu. So thina siyamncedisa simnika something that is pointed based on the patient's state.
Ye, ungathini ke abantu abafuna ukufisa ukuthi bangene? Ye, so there you are, Jonga. He is very articulate about what he's doing and very impressive indeed.
Oh yeah. Ah, ndo dzinonzi nyanzvi dzinoziva zvadzinoita, Gibbs. Unoziva tikati tarisa nyaya yekudzidza, vazhinji vanotarisira kuti kana munhu akanganza adzidza anenge munhu asisakwanisa kunge achibatsika pakurarama kwatinenge tichiita, asi ndiri kuona nematauriro avari kuita munhu anenge akasununguka akadzikama anoziva zvaanoita zvinhu zvatinokurudzira uye zvatinoziva kuti zvinoitwa nevana vezimbabwe vakawanda. Saka tinoti kwaari, aiwa, ramba uchienderera mberi munin'ina, nokuti mikana inovhurika chero kwauri unowana zvekuita. Ndo vachadzokera kumusha vaakuwedzera ruzivo ruri kuiwanikwa munyika pari zvino.
Yeah, let's hear this last part in which he combines with Shona. There we are. Okay, so I'm going to go to Kuluma. You find Shona briefly. Zagunega, 2 minutes.
And afara nekuva pano zita rangu ndinonzi Tawanda Chitapa. Ndinoshandira munom Louisville, Kentucky. Ndinoshandira company inonzi Norton Healthcare. Kwandinoita kwandine oversight of my analytic functions a company. My analytic functions kutora zvidziyo zvedata zvekampani yese tozvishandisa kuti tinyatsotarisa tiongorere kampani toona kuti zvakamira sei, kuitira kuti zvatinenge tawana kukwana pazvinhu zvacho izvozvo ma business decisions oitwa ari based on data functions nekuti zvinhu zvakanyatsomira sei. Kuti vanhu unyatsopinda mufield yacho, inini kufamba kwangu ndakaita computer science kuundergrad, kugraduate school for masters ndikazoita healthcare administration. Saka ndo mamirira zvakaitawo neno, ndoa ndakazvirongawo ndikaita kuti ndisvike ipapo. Ndine mwana mukomana mumwe chete anonzi Isaiah, ane 15 years. Ndo tichigara zvangu muno muLouisville.
Bora Chitapa, wakakangana naye here?
Ah, bora ndakanga nwaka, ndi nda supporta chete. Ndakakura nchitamba bora mblawayo, atakura kwa balanda, ndo kwa taka kurira, kumusha kumondoro. But ndichikura kwa balanda, atakanyaso kura si, chai rotichi, tamba bora na manu wakawanda, tikazoenda kwa Islanders, ni mawiru andakazoita kuno kwa Amerika, ndakatobatisa kwa ni Islanders, ni maconnections ayo. Ndiye kuno kuku Western Kentucky University, but ndakatembe ndakatutambira reserve side ye Highlanders and ndikatamba magame mashoma chayo first team, but mwaranga uno kuti inini zvangu hazvisi zvebhora ndezvemuno mumabusiness, saka ndakazongosiya bhora racho ndakuwara ndapedza college handangu kuzokwanira kuendera mberi naye.
Ko uchisvika palamba wauchiita sei?
Ndichisvika kuno ndakasvika ndiri mwana wechikoro. Ndichienda ku college ndichitamba bora pa college pa Western Kentucky University. Ndoma shikira ndakaita.
Ko waita zvinhu zvako izvi. Taura tinzwe kuti munhu kana munhu achita kujoina field yako anoita sei?
Ndonyatso kurudzira vana vadiki kunyanya vanenge vachiri kuchikoro muZimbabwe kuti hanga vashingirire nemabhuku. Nenyaya kuti mabhuku emaths, statistics inyango ma sciences ndo andinoto kurudzira nyati anonyatso kugadzirisira kuti paunenge wazosvika kuti wakuipinda murongwa weku college ma zvaukadzidza izvo zvezve ndo zvinozodikwa kuti unyatso zvinyatso kufambira zvinokuisa pachigaro chekuti hazvinozozokurerukira kana wakuzodzidza ma computers.
Una kambani nozi Island LCC taura nayo itaura
ya isitirana mhofu wemukono wekumondoro, saka hapa ndakatangisa consulting company yangu inonzi Island. Inobatsira nezvemakombiuta muzvipatara imomo. Ndakaitangisa 2008, saka ndakangoti beta timbo idedza kuti inzi Island LLC as a nod to my ancestors ari kuZimbabwe kumondoro, kuti ndozvataa kuitawo izvi. Island LLC has helped my company akaita Fankana Stanford University, University of Miami, Sada Healthcare ku California ne kuvabetsera kuisa ma computer systems muzvipatara zvavo.
Saka mashoko ako kupedzira wakati kudi?
Aiwa, mashoko ekupedzisira ndeyaya kuti kumaZimbabwe ese kana muri muAmerica sungaidzisimbe. Anzi kuno kuku America Island ivanoiti land of opportunity, saka nyangwe zvako vamwe zvinombovaomera mbijana, chandinongokurudzira ndechekuti sungaidzisimbe, munyatsoronga zvinhu zvacho izvozvo zvichakufambirai.
Tawanda, thank you very much for giving us an opportunity to know a bit about you. There you are, Junga, so the young man really knows his stuff, you know.
Chandifadza Gibson ndechekuti imhofu yemukono ndaasekuru vangu amai vangu ndaachihera, saka waona zvinoitwa nana sekuru vangu.
He really does his best in what he's doing, you know.
Aiva, vanoziva zvavari kuita.
Yes.
Yes, Gibson, before we move on, I just wanted to update on the red list. As you know that Britain announced yesterday that it was going to remove all the 11 countries on the red list this morning, 4 a.m. British time. And I think that has finally been accomplished. Zimbabwe, including Angola, Botswana, Eswatini, Lesotho, Malawi, Mozambique, Namibia, Nigeria, South Africa, and Zambia. They were the 11 countries on the red list. And as we speak, I think they are now off the red list. And people from these countries who were in quarantine in England, I think they were going to be released, depending that if you test positive, then you remain in isolation at the quarantine center. But if you test negative, you will be released. No mandatory quarantine now.
Yeah, kwenye kunjalo ke red list la le areas yozulukandaba era tikolonya lilizo le pelitane siyakwazi ukuthi Zimbabwe namhlanje lamanye amazwe akususiwe ku list yankona le njengokuthokajonga siyabona sibili lapha ke kulombiko ovela Agence France Press le Reuters the Associated Press, but yes, so kunjalo. So ke bathi nxa umuntu engatestwe tolakala engangamanga kuhle kangako balakho ukuthi bathe enkaya kumbe avalelwe lapha avalelwa khona, kodwa ke khaya i good news Jonga.
Ndizvo zvo Gibbs wangu vadiwa vateri nevatariri tekutaura nenyaya yekuti Britain yakazivisa nezuro kuti nyika gumi neimwe dzanga dziri pane yavaiti red list kana kuti nyika dzanga dzichinzi dzine zvaro zvisingabvumiswe kunge zvichipinda muBritain imomo nenyaya yekuti kwakwaita Omicron kana kuti mhando yeutachiwana hweOmicron inobata yainzi yabata vanhu vakawanda kuSouthern Africa kana kuchamhembe kweAfrica zvakaita kuti nyika gumi neimwe dzemuchamhembe meAfrica dzinge dzichibhanwa kana kurambidzwa kupinda muBritain pared list ipapo. Pava nenyika dzaita Angola, Botswana, Eswatini, Lesotho, Malawi, Mozambique, Namibia, Nigeria iyo ya West Africa neSouth Africa neZambia neZimbabwe ndo nyika dzanga dzanze adzipinde. Asi tanzwa kuti kutanga na 4 AM nguva dzekuBritain nhasi mangwanani red list iyoyo yabviswa, hakuchisina mutemo iwo wanga wachirambidza vanhu kubva munyika idzodzo vachipinda muBritain. Zvichireva kuti vanga vari mumahotera kana munzvimbo dzanga dzichinzi dzemaquarantine vanga vachisungirwa kunzi vanga vachigara kwavo vega kwemazuva anga achitarwa, vanzi vanofanira kunge vachibuda muquarantine imomo. Asi kubuda kwako unenge watestwa ukawanikwa usina COVID-19 wobvumiswa kubuda iye nhasi zvichienda mberi. Ukawanikwa uine COVID-19 unorambawo wamu yavanoti self isolation. Ndaverengawo mune rimwe bepa Gibbs news Sky News vari kuti iwo kumushure mekuziviswa kwenhingi kwemutemo yekuti wabviswa makambani aya anenge achinzi vari kutengesa pamisika yemari atingati
stock market,
ndinyatsoverenga ndinzwe kuti vari kuti chii. Ndanzwa kuti nyika dzakawanda mashezi awo adzo ati kwirei. Vari kutaura kuti British Airways hanzi iri pasi pekambani inonzi International Airlines Group mashare ayo akwira ne 1.7%, kwoitawo imwe inonzi TUI akwira ne 2.6%. mushure mekunge shoko iroro rangobudiswa kuti ndo zvaitwa mashare emakambani abva atanga kutosimuka.
That's good news indeed, because that shows some kind of confidence in the manner things are going, because there are so many people that are concerned about these quarantines and exclusion of certain countries from accessing Britain, USA and other nations. So there was so much concern about what these countries did. So now if the stock market is actually shaking up, and that's a good kind of thing. And then at the same time, Chonga, we know that there are some electronic passports that were actually launched yesterday by President Emmerson Mnangagwa. And it seems Zimbabweans, some are happy, some are not happy. Those that are not happy are saying they now have some challenges in terms of getting these new passports. And they're saying not a lot of information is coming out. And remember, the late former president Robert Mugabe launched a similar program in 2016, and indications were that the machines that were installed at KG6 Army Barracks by the Japanese and an Israeli company, we're going to print at least 16,000 booklets per day. Now the big question is, what actually happened to that program? And this program as well has got some people from different countries. And there is one gentleman who used to work for a bank in Namibia, who is actually a Zimbabwean, who is in this kind of business. So there's a lot that people are saying doesn't look okay, but let's see what happens next. Kunjalo.
Hongu vadiwa vateereri nezuro, takanzwa mutungamiri wenyika vaEmmerson Mnangagwa vachinzi vaparura kana kuvhura zviri pamutemo urongwa hwemapasipoti anenge achishandisa unyanzvi hwepamadandemutande kana kuti electronic passports. Vari kuti iwo hanzi mapasipoti iwayo anenge achizotanga kushanda izvozvi zvichibatsira mukuchengetedza atingati information kana kuti zvinhu zvako ivi zvaunoti izvi ndezvangu hazvifanire zvichizivikanwa nevamwe, nokuti tinoona kuti kune vanonzi vanoba mapasipoti vachizodii. Asi pasipoti iyoyo inonzi inenge iine chip yakahwandiswa mukati merimwe remapeji imomo, ndo inenge iine information yako yose. Saka iyoyo kana ukanga wabirwa pasipoti, munhu aba anogona kuchinja picture pamberi apo, asi mukati zvinenge zvichizobuda zvakasiyana. Ndo zvimwe zvezvinhu zviri kunzi zvinenge zvirimo, anzi it will enhance security panyaya yekupiwa kwema passport. Asi vanhu vari kuchema nenyaya yemari yekuti vamwe vanga vachangobva kubhadhara mari dzekuti vange vachiwana mapasipoti mabhuku angari kwoiye zvino, zvichireva kuti vanenge vakutarisirwa zvakare kuti mukati memakore maviri vange vachinja gibs.
Yes, now Joseph Chuma was trying to connect. I think he's in now. Mr. Joseph Chuma, how are you, sir?
How are you?
No, very fine. Chonga, we've got Mr. Chuma. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, Baba, how are you?
Fine, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, my brother. Thank you so much. We are talking about the e-passport. What do you know about this? You know, this was previously launched in 2016 by President Emmerson, by former President Robert Mugabe, and yesterday President Emmerson Mnangagwa did the same, launched the e-passport again. What do you know about these two incidents?
Well, maybe for starters, before I go into that, maybe may I pay my condolences to our comrade who always interacting with in this platform, Dewa, who passed away some few weeks ago. We're always close, talking and sharing ideas right here on Studio 7.
Thank you.
So, in peace.
Thank you so much, yes.
Now, going to that issue of the e-passports, I think it's a matter of understanding the trajectory that the world, the global village is going to. We are seeing a lot of countries are going the e-way. And obviously, in Zimbabwe, it is also paramount that we also follow those kind of trends. So it is a good thing that the government has embraced it. Yes, the former president, the late president Mugabe, initiated that. And we have seen even pictures on social media circulating when he was there with these two vice presidents, then who was the current president, His Excellency Mnangagwa, and the Vice President, and then who was Wampoko, and the Registrar General there, who was Tobaya Mudede. But yes, it was something that was muted, that was supposed to have started off, but it's not. But it's always better late than never. So it is starting again now, and it should start in earnest. So I think it should be something that we should embrace. Yes, I know people who cry and say, now we've been paying for these ordinary passports that are costing about $318, and now you're saying that they are going to be phased out, and then the e-pass will come. But look, at the end of the day, it's always about what is happening globally. So if the global world is saying that in such a time we are not going to be accepting that, what can we do? It's just like what happened with our issues in the transport industry. If you remember, government at one time said, no, we are no longer going to allow these left-hand trucks to be imported into Zimbabwe because we want these right-handed trucks. So people were given time to regularize that so that it doesn't affect them as such. And so now the defects of the global world is that we are going to go electronical. So we also need to embrace that and go with that. And government now just probably needs to see how they cushion the people that have probably taken their passports now. Because I know there are people that have taken their passports like this year, and some already applied and they're probably getting the next year. So now there must be those adjustments. Government must look at those kind of things to make it easy for the citizen. It's never cast in stone, and it should never be sort of a mystery. It's a listening government, so people must talk, people must engage, people must come up with ideas, and things must be solved at the end of the day.
Yeah, yes, into umati ni mwa wakulima sinde bila kuna posinga kai kubaba uvusumuzi ispanda. Umati na kuna kuvusili uwezala kolit.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu Mthembu. Siyakwazi ukubana uhulumende kusukela kuqala kusese ngubaba uMgabe engakadluli bakwenzile khonoko okubana kulontshwe indaba yama e-passport naleyo. Akusazange kwathutha ngesikhathi sonaleso. Sokubuyile kathesi ngesikhathi sikababa uMnangagwa sebekuvuseleni. Kodwa phela nxa ukukhangele asiko ukuthi phela yinto eyenziwa yiZimbabwe yodwa, yinto eyenziwa ngamazwe wonke jikelele. Yiko lapho sokufika khona kathesi ukuthi uzathi ufika emabhoda abantu bethi hayi le ndala le asisayisebenzisi le sesifuna nale ukuthi i-passport i-electronic passport. So kuhle ukubana ukuthi lathi njengeZimbabwe sibambelele ekuphucukeni kwezinto nxa into ziguquka that is when I see corner pan. Yeah, I'm not doing a car like this, but I'm not doing a car like this. I'm not doing a car like this. I'm not $18. Got this same thing. It's a change. It's a $100, the $200 emergency. I'm going to. So good size come in. Konukwana hiko ke so mele kona kubu yege. Kuboni swa ni ngoba ukulumende lo, oga ba umunanga kukulumende watu yena, ukulumende wala lila. So akumani tana kensi boni kona kuhino uge nzagalu, mana kongati swa na bandu kani nzakisege, labu aba sana kutata katesi, sipoti sama ngati swa njani ngoba. Andi kutuwa kona, expiry long zidang kona, December 2023. Okuja zile sisilo, mnyaga emibi ilipaka tilapa, kwa kafi ili so skati. So nga swa nalesi skati, abandu mele beboni sange. Ideas over the Kulmen is when we in Aguin's Laban Mana, a cushion and Laba Mandabasana with Tata. Who was in Labo Villa, the Labata with Tata, who I spy, Labo Uva Lulamba, Seven Genagu, who were in passport with Labu. What the Laba Batica says, who won a Galuna, who in the Galu, the Laban with the face. The Laba Velebesil in the case, Benasan Genuan, Benjamin Genuana Lava Marcha, Ocean, so many Abbey City's money is not ever, but the 318 yen. Swim Bissela 200, the Mova, a salary is a partner with the 800, who will never put the 200 Guven Jan. So, Wonga Log is into international funds is cooling as one is one.
Yes, I was a joker, maybe Wakuma Lions.
You know, Gibbs, Imwenyair, which him when you won, Regan Botanganati, Puna, Honorable Swanda, I mean, the actor, Honorable Swanda, but I honorable Mu Taure, you near Rimir, Weshona. Zvamango taura izvo muchirungu neisindebele ndendozokanda mumwe mvunzo wandandi nawo
ndatenda zvananyi taura izvo kuti hungu tinoziva kuti nyaya ipasipoti yakatanga kudhara kuchiri na baba vamugabe vachiri president wenyika tatoona even kumasocial media panapa mifananidzo ichitenderera ya baba vamugabe vechiito komishina mushina wacho vana register general vacho vaiva mudede na vice president nenguva idzodzo vanga vari Baba Mnangagwa na Baba Mpoko. Asi, apana zakazoitika mashure mazvo izvozvo. Saka, apana chakaipa kuti chinhu kana chambotangwa chizopedziswa neumwe munhu. Saka, vamunangagwa nehurumende yavo vakutopedzisa izvozvo nekuti nyika dzese pasi rino dzakuti izvo dzakutanga kuenda ku-e-passport, ma-electronic passports iwavo. Ndiwo anova kutoshanda. Saka, isusu hatingazosarire mashure kati chingoti aiwa isusu takati neriyo iyi. Kuzi atirara metoga kachinora rama in a global village. Saka, chini zakanaka kuti nesu titeedzere nyaya ya kuitika munyika dzese. Asi, hurumende yakufanira kuti ichitarisa manje kuti right. Ko ava vazotora mapasipoti avo manje ava. Gore rinouya kana kuti vamwe vaifa kutora gore rinouya iri. Wochiitwa sei, nekuti ivo vanhu ava vanga vabhadhara $318. Asi, aya mapasipoti manyowana taona kuti imwe $100. Emergency $200. So, if you buy, could have hunger with Tanga with Tower Run. Urmende Yakati, Yakitanga, Yakati, Urmende in Oterera. Saga, Gatitu Tanga with you would, but our Abadita die. Don't forget to go on, son. Snowball of Buranetun, Chinobatica, Chinuchitatipa, Punduzo Tese, Sivanabes Babu, Chisaga near Global Village, Yedu, Quatora Ramatose.
Mvuzanas, that is honorable, dear Gucci. Kune vamwe vari kuchema kuti tichangobva kubhadhara mari dzakawanda dzekutora mapasipoti iyaya tonzwa kuti havai navo pari zvino anogona kusange achiri kushanda mukati memakore maviri vari kuchema izvo zvokuti dai vabvumizwa kuti pasipoti yaanga ainayo ipere kushanda ozoti paanenge akurenyuwa otora nyowani ndizvo zvamungatsanangura ipapo
ndozvananditaura izvozvo kuti hapana chakaipa ipapo asi chinozongonetsa ndechokuti kana dzimwe nyika dzikazovhara kuti aiwa tichada mapasipoti ekudharaya tozoita sei nekuti handinoona kuti inini kana ndikada kubva muno muzimbabwe ndichida kuya kuamerica ikoko ndinoteedzera mitemo yekuamerica ikoko kuno zimbabwe vanogona kundibudisa nepasipoti yangu yekudhara asi kuamerica vanoti iyi hatichagone kuishandisa hatiiridhe kumasystems edu takuda manyowana ane machips anonzi ma-e-passport ipo paya ndopachazoita nyaya ipapo saka ndopandazoti ndini chikuru sandechokuti hurumende iyi yakati iyo ihurumende inoteerera saka ndopatichazofanirwa kutaurana nehurumende manje right hurumende sezvo tasvika panyaya yakadai tochiita sei tochionesa nepo paya vanhu vopanana mazano because hapana munhu ane monopoly yemaideas nehurumende chayo yakadaro inotoda kuoneswawo nayo saka ndopatichazofanira kuti titange kuonesana tese ipo paya kuti right tochiita sei kuti tirerutsire ava vatotora mapasipoti avo manje But I was not at Matura. What do any rag was the? I was just over the 389. Out of the $100, you are kind of the 200 that I'm going to achieve the name of Chim. So this is not how it is, not Gatrik. I'm not going to sing a Gatrik Passerine.
Maybe before you go back to Gibbs, the other issue is the turnaround time. Because even the $300, the $318 passport, some were complaining that they were taking long to get them out.
Yeah, because we know that the biggest challenge,
Thank you so much, Chuma. Still one because I'm going to Mama. Okay, to Pepe. My Pepe, you want to Mama?
Yeah, I want to learn
German. Strongly, yeah. Electronic passport lao wabona njana.
Okay, okokala ntandu kubingelela ubaba uChuma ngimbonge ukuthi ukhona lapha ngoba he's the right person ukuthi ngimtshele lokho emfisa ukuthi ngingakukhuluma. Baba Chuma mboni ngani i-statement leso sokuthi uhulumeni uyalalela hayi ujayela ukusitho kakhulu and isikhathi esiningi mina I believe ukuthi uhulumeni if elalela hanti izinto like you quoted very well ukuthi into le iyaqala ngesikhathi sikababa umgabe lapha ubaba umnanga usei implementa nje kodwa yaqala kudala. So considering ukuthi uhulumeni wayevele ekwazi ukuthi kulezimali ezibanjwayo and so forth kuke kwaba le headline babathumeke yaphuma ukuthi ama passport asezothatha 10 days it's an everything kuyaphuma ama headline passport wars come to an end. If at all ulikwazi ukuthi imali ziyabanjwa okwenza kube la ma challenges, then why mislead the public? Okwesibili babathuma if uhulumende engumuntu olalelayo hanti, why lingaqali likubeke emphakathini kuhlafunwe than ukuthi ku-expect ukuthi kuyahlafunwa sekwenzakele, of which ama results angkhona they are never positive and benefiting to us singabantwana beZimbabwe.
Njalo nakhona ukuthi wena i-passport yakho ime njani? Kulumalanga kokonoko imam.
Leko i passport yami ngi applyele i passport ye 318 through i embassy. And ngo July I went ngizama ukuthi nge collector of which ngathola ukuthi kuthiwa i passport office ivalile due to ukukhula kwama corona cases. I was not able to collect it. Right now i passport is pending. And the passport yo eyinye eyo my sister u applyele ngo 2019 kwathiwa eziphumileyo ngezika June sisiyale of which layo eyakhe is pending but le ka 2019 yayi normal passport nje of which so kwenziwani ngabantu abanjalo and khonapho ngo 2019 ye applyela lapho futhi kwakube le headline ukuthi hayi sibili ama passport kakuthothwe apho ayaphuma. Of which, as I'm talking, it's almost 3 years. I command. So, konapo ge, abantu to baba bangu this one jan.
Yes, since we quality, konapo quality. What is to happen here? Because you know, Miss Pepe applied for a passport and paid $318, and she hasn't received the passport. So she says the embassy was closed because of COVID numbers that were going up. So she doesn't know what to do now after paying 380. You know, now this electronic one is about $100 for an ordinary passport and 200 for the other passport. So in under such circumstances, What has to happen, colleague? Yes.
I think from a simple layman's point of view, njengoba ipassport akini ngakaphumi, usizo wami sokumele bantu bemprocessele yona le ipassport yangikhona. Okutshengisela ukuthi kona kumele bembisele i-$118 i-change yakhe. Bathathe i-$200 bamenzele ipassport yakhe khonapho khonapho. Yikho kumele kwenzakale khonokho. Yikho kumele kukhulunyiswane lo hulumende khonokuthi hayi abe flexible enough to be able to do such kind of things. Ukuthi laba abantu ade zivese be-applyile babhadale imali lezi kodwa bengakayenzi la ma-passport lawo. Abahle benzile ama e-passport angikhona bebisele ke ama-change ezimali zabo nolenza ade bezibhadalile. I think that is one of the most fairest things to do and angibona ukuthi uhulumende angakwehlile kubana akwenze khonokho.
Ngicela ufake ngesilungu sibili ba.
But I was simply saying that, like for the case of my dear sister here, Mabebe, who is saying that she had already applied for the older passport, which was costing $318, and it did not come out. I think logic must take that she must then automatically be put on the e-passport list, and the government must be able to actually reimburse her a change for that, because if it's an emergency passport, it will cost $200. So which means that they must give it back $118. And if she decides to do the $100 one, so it means they must give it back $218. And this should not be a difficult thing to do, and government should be able to stand up and support those kind of things. And I think it's only logical. I don't see how this kind of thing, arrangement can fail. So it's a simple matter of engagement. Most of the times we fail to achieve things because we don't want to engage. We quickly then raise our arms and start shouting and fighting and screaming. Yet at times it's only about sitting down and engage people and problems are solved.
Yes, Chonga, maybe you've got a question there.
I think you are Pindura Mfunza, Nashina Ozofunza, Honorable Chuma Ipapo, Wafunzwa na Mai, Wekuti, you are Munaninga Badara $300 yake. Asi passport aisati yabuda panambotaura dziri kumonoka kubuda pai zvizvingaitwa ndanzwa kunga ona rapo anga aisanangura kuti dai zvaigoneka munhu iye aingozochiti since anga kabhadhara achida passport yechimbi chimbi oitirwa yechimbi chimbi passport yake ozodzoserwa change $100 hamene kuti zvinozobudirira here tsanangura itinzwe neshona ona rapo Chuma.
And take into account, Mr. Chuma, that money coming out of the government is not as easy as running a shop.
Yeah, I know that there can be difficulties in that kind of situation, but look, it's only fair that government must pull up its resources and be able to do that, because they were saying that okay, we've moved from the older passport to the e passport. So the situation is, the government has considered the prices, and we know that the prices are $100 and $200, and somebody has paid $318. So logically, they must be given change somehow. I don't know how it can be done, but those are semantics that can be worked out. But this is how I think government should approach it. And this is talking about remuneration. Those are not charity. We are not going to be able to do it. Saka ivo ngavachigadzwa ipassport yavo yechimbi-chimbi iyoyo, asi vechizodzoserwa change yavo $118, government yosara ne-$200 yayo. Saka ipo paya ndopato pahunge tichionesana nehurumende kuti tozviita sei. Tinoziva kuti atimes zvinonetsa kuti mari ibude, asi apa mari ngaibude, because kune vamwe vanhu vachauya kuzotanga kubhadhara mapassport manyuwani ayo. Kana vechibhadhara, nekuti hurumende yanga atora mari yakudhara, ngavachitora mari iyoyo.
Mapepe, yasuthiseka yini ngakhonoko?
Yebo, ngiyasuthiseka, and if I'm allowed, bengicela nje ukubuza ukuthi in the event yokuthi i-passport isi ready already khona emahofisini but it's not yet collected, ngase ngibhadele. So silukabe kulokhu kuprocedure yini ukuthi Na isi process we appeal, but not yet collected. They can start afresh with the amount that I paid because kule possibility yakho naloko. Number 2 okunye bengicela ukucela ukubuza kuba buthuma lapha engani ulapha on behalf of the hulumende ukuthi akukho possible yini ukuthi thina esiyabe sivele silapha diaspora siyabona lapha amanyama embasa akwanisa ukuthi be charge the same amount ba processele abantu be collect eyethu. Kungabe kulama challenge bani okwenza ukuthi umuntu ephinde athathe form alibhadalele lapha aphinde a travel to Zimbabwe to submit.
Mhm. Ngaba pichani golide isikhathi sesidlwe kumango yingena khona but golide.
Right. Ngiyamuzwa ukuthi ayiwethu. I think ivele okuphe yiko bona ukuthi umuntu nami. Nxa ebe ngayicollect passport iloku isizwe zikahulumeni. Uhulumeni kase ayithatha ipassport lena ayidouble. Amenzele ipassport lele entsha. Ambisele ichange yakhe njengakhona ke sikhulumile ngoba akusizi belula bathathe leyo passport bamnike bephinde besithi hayi phenduka futhi uzoyenze ini, it becomes unfair. So yikho engade ngikhuma ukuthi hayi uhulumende lo uyalalela, angiboni ukuthi wona angakwala konke konokuba izinto ezilungise kalula. Okunye lokhu anade ngikhuma ngakho okwama-form lani yikho lapha ade ngikhuma ngakho ngithi bona yikho lapha esisuka kwabana sithi wona ye sesifunda ama-sessions oda yikho kungena khona kahle kali kwabana sisuhamba ukuthi wona sithwele nzima ngule zinto ezihle ukuthi zenzakale lula ngenxa yokuthi kona kule migoqo ethize thina esiyifakelayo engafakelwa amanye amazwe. Yikho bona amanye amazwe bekwenza kube lula ema-embassy abo eprocess izinto zabantu zidlule masinyane. Kodwa thina ngapha siyabe lokhu sibhodiswa round bebe lokhu si-targeted into le ayikho targeted iyalimaza mina lawe at the end of the day.
So ke mabhebhe phosele ukugcina sesizwalana ohlelo.
Hayi siyabonga babathuma and on the issue of sanctions mina mboni ngathi masingakhangeli nganxanye nxa ama-conditions abekwa lina lilibandla libusayo lani zamani ukuthi libe lithathe step towards those conditions bese sibona ukuthi laba bazaqhubeka nabo ama-sanctions selikwenzile khokho kuthiwa bekwenze for the sake of the people khonokho nje la mayi ngiyabonga.
Siyabonga Jonga.
Give the other issue, though time is against us, the other issue was people complaining of going through CBZ to pay, and then I think the bank charges $20 to process that. People are against that. They were saying, why is not the government using a POSB, which is also available in many centers throughout the country?
So naturally, Chuma, that's a very big problem. When a government actually goes to a bank and says, can you charge these people to process applications? Why is the government not getting revenue through that instead of using a third party?
No, you see, when government says go and pay to CBZ, it doesn't necessarily mean that CBZ is going taking the money. But government banks with CBZ. It's just like any other transaction. If you want to pay me something and I bank with a bank ABC or KEBS, so to say, you cannot go and deposit my money into Stanbic or Barclays Bank. You have to deposit my money into my banking partner who's Bank ABC. So, in this point, government banks with CBZ. And so that's why they say, no, you will have to go and pay your money as well at CBZ because that's the account that they use with CBZ vis-a-vis the Registrar General's office. So, there's nothing amiss about that. It's just the coincidence that government banks with that. If they're banking with another bank, they would have put the other bank. But it's just a simple matter of saying government banks with CBZ. Simple.
I thought the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe was one bank in which the government has got a 100% stake, and maybe everything goes through there, even if it's not a commercial bank. I mean, at the end of the day, it has to have CBZ as a transitory bank, you know?
No. RBZ is a monetary authority. It's not a bank, per se.
Yes.
Government does not bank with RBZ. It banks with the ordinary banks. I know it has got other accounts with the FBC, for example. There are some other parasitas who will tell you that they bank with the FBC. Others bank with the CBZ and stuff like that. But in this particular instance, the Registrar General Department banks with CBZ. So that's the only simple thing.
Thank you, Chuma. I think our time is up. We wish to thank our guest this evening, Mr. Joseph Chuma. He is a Central Committee member of the ruling ZANU-PF party. Ms. Ketiwe Pepe, who is a Zimbabwean living in Botswana, and all those people that actually joined us, including Mr. Tawanda Chitapa, who is a Zimbabwean living in USA. Signing off is Kip Scriver in Washington, D.C., saying good night, Zimbabwe.
And Jonga Kandemiri.